Coming up.
Dude, you're getting a Dell, an EMC, and the biggest tech deal ever.
Stay plugged in and cut through the static. This is Tech News Briefing from The Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to The Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, and in what is being called the biggest tech deal ever, Dell buys corporate software storage and security giant EMC for $67 billion. Strategists say the merger acquisition of EMC makes a lot of sense for Dell, since EMC, thanks to VMware, a big buzzword in this story, has positioned itself as a player in the growing cloud and big data industry. Joining me now for some insight is Forrester Research Director Glenn O'Donnell. Welcome, Glenn.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
So first off, can you walk me through the progression of this? When did this start and how did this happen?
It's been rumored for quite some time that something was going to happen to EMC. They've been under a lot of pressure from investors to do something because the stock has been flagging for some time. So, a number of key investors, most notably Elliott Management, have been putting a lot of pressure on something to happen with EMC. And Dell was one of the rumored suitors to make something happen here. Even one rumor that had VMware, the child company, essentially buying up the mother.
Now, VMware is being called the crown jewel of this federation that EMC has built up. And it's clearly EMC's biggest asset. Can you talk a little bit about how VMware plays into this deal?
It's been the hottest growth engine for EMC and its various parts for some time. One of the speculations is that VMware would be spun off as a fully independent company, which would get the deal about $30 billion in funding to help pay for all of this whole deal. But Dell and the board of directors at Dell and Michael himself have expressed interest in wanting to retain control of VMware. So it's going to be interesting to see how they pull this off, and I'm still reading the tea leaves to try to figure that part out myself.
Right. So obviously the whole cloud world is something that companies are salivating over. Can you speak a little bit about that?
Yeah, sure. Well, cloud is one of the hot areas right now. Everybody wants to be in the cloud business. And now that Amazon has proven you can actually make money at it, it's just fueled more of the frenzy around cloud. And if you look at the customers, you always want to follow the money. Customers are getting out of the internal data center business, not entirely, but that's certainly the trend, and moving more of their services to cloud computing, public cloud services like Amazon or Microsoft Azure, for example. And where Dell and EMC play is the inside data center for the most part. It's the stuff that you have as a company in your own data center. And therein lies some of the real questions as to, what's really going on here. If this is a dying business or at least a declining business, why would anybody want to get into that? And the answer is simple. It may be declining, but there's still a ton of money there and a lot of cash flow, which is really attractive to anybody.
And how are EMC customers feeling right now? Is this good news for them?
I think so. A number of scenarios have floated around, and this is probably one of the best outcomes for what could happen with them. Because Dell is a trusted name, and some of the others may have caused more concern, specifically overlap with other product lines. One of the rumored mergers was going to be with HP, and there's just a lot of overlap there. There's not that much overlap with Dell.
Right. And speaking of HP, I imagine a marriage of tech giants like this, that could pose a serious threat to companies like HP.
Oh, absolutely. The real threat that emerges from this is that it makes Dell a much stronger competitor against HP and Cisco and the emerging threat coming out of Asia, most notably from Huawei, the Chinese company.
One question that keeps popping up is, how will this work with the cloud? How will this all come together and work?
Yeah, well, other than the VMware angle, there's not as much here for the public cloud space. And even with VMware, they've got a public cloud element that is out competing with the Amazons of the world. But it's really more of a, as the world likes to call it, a hybrid cloud strategy, where you've got to somehow manage your internal assets with these cloud services and try to bring it all together and manage it as something that appears to be seamless. That's largely, a panacea today, but it's coming together much more quickly, and Dell certainly wants to play there. VMware has a lot of assets. EMC made a recent acquisition of a company called VirtuStream that helps on that end. So it's not directly a cloud play, but there are a lot of assets here that could make Dell a better cloud player. It's just not visible on the surface of this deal that much.
And as far as the investors and the market, how are the respective shareholders feeling right now?
Well, it's certainly good for EMC shareholders. As far as VMware, there's nothing to be concerned about from the perspective of a VMware customer. If you're a VMware shareholder, that could get pretty interesting. But the bigger story here is we've seen a trend for tech companies, especially those that are in a mature stage, going into private mode. And they have to, because to adapt to the new world order, they have to make changes that are going to, frankly, cause some revenue impact in the short term. And as a public company, Wall Street will crucify you for that. As a private company, you can pull it off. And that was certainly Dell's play when it went private. And we're seeing that amongst a number of other companies.
Glenn O'Donnell, thanks very much for the insight today.
Thank you.
For more information, be sure to check out WSJD.com. And to listen to our podcast, please check out WSJ.com/podcast and follow us on Twitter at WSJPodcasts. For the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.
WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.